Vayam dvitiyad avinivesatasyat ishad apetasya viparjayo asmritihi. So this verse we recited yesterday. When the jiva turns away from Krishna with the desire to become independent, he is afflicted by the two diseases of viparyayo asmriti, forgetfulness of Krishna, and misidentification with the material body. Now, what is the problem with these two diseases? As such, the living entity came to this world to be independent of Krishna and enjoy himself. But you will see, when one misidentifies with the body and becomes forgetful of Krishna, he thinks, I am doing activities for my enjoyment. But actually you will see that he ends up serving so many living entities very faithfully, like a loyal dog. You will see, when a child is newly born, the child is completely under the control of the parents. The mother says, sit down here, eat this, don't go out. And he just has to follow it. He has no independence. When he works for a company, he has to go in and come out according to the siren blowing in the company. If he doesn't follow the norm, he won't get his salary. So he is completely under the control. Similarly, all his life, he slogs hard, like the donkey carries a heavy burden on his back for the dhobi. In the same manner, a man works hard. If you ask him, he says, I have to earn money to maintain my family and relatives and friends. But ultimately, you will see, he is not working for himself. He is working for some other people all his life. Even after the death, the body doesn't come to his help. Actually, the body becomes a food for the jackals and the eagles and the dogs, or the body is fed into the fire. So in this way, the body that a living entity possesses is always used for serving others, not for his pleasure. He is serving others for their pleasure, although he claims that it's for my enjoyment. If you very carefully observe, why is he maintaining a company job? Why is he maintaining all the family relatives? Why does he have a big enterprise and wants a big car and a big villa and everything? All these things are dictated by the lust in his mind. The lust and greed in his mind is dictating that I want all these things. And in order for him to accomplish these things, he has to work hard, slog hard, thinking that it's for my enjoyment. Actually, he ends up serving others. So, in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, when one tries to become master of Maya, the Maya makes a fool out of him by making him servant of Maya. Therefore, all one's life, the so-called independent living entity remains a servant of Maya, like the donkey who slogs hard for the master, just for a palmful of grass which is available anywhere. Similarly, the birds and beasts get their daily food even without earning a degree, even without having to go to college. But when a man has to earn his livelihood, he has to slog hard in his life because of imagining himself to be the false master. So therefore, if one wants to give up this false position, then one has to become a servant, not of Maya, but of Krishna. If anyway one has to serve some other people all the time, from birth to death, why not serve Krishna? Because when one serves Krishna, Krishna is able to subdue Maya. He says, Mama Maya, Dvaratyaya. Then Maya will be kept under control, and Maya, one need not be servant of Maya. One can become a servant of Krishna. And becoming servant of Krishna means benefiting oneself the most. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum durashayaye bahirartha manina. Sudama Brahmana gave a palmful of chipped rice to Krishna. But when he returned, he found a huge bungalow with hundreds of servants and servant maids. He gave a little to Krishna and he got lots from Krishna. Kubja gave a little chandan to Krishna and got a very beautiful body from Krishna. Fruit vendor lady gave a little fruits to Krishna and got millions of rupees of worth of gold and silver and diamond from Krishna. So anyone who gives Krishna only stands to gain immensely, Although one never intended to get so much back from Krishna, one automatically gets. Therefore, if we all are selfish about ourselves, that I want to do for myself, then the best thing is to serve Krishna. Because ultimately, the best way we can be in pleasure, we can experience happiness is by giving to Krishna, we become happy. Just like giving the food to the belly, the hand can be happy. The hand cannot be happy on his own, imagining himself to be a false master. The only independent personality is Lord Krishna. As the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Swarat. And everybody else is dependent. Yakala Ishvara Krishna, Arasava Bhritya. So, recognizing this fact, when one chants the holy name and cleanses the chitta, then one will gradually come to realize the truth that Krishna is the only supreme master and he is a worshipable master, endearing master, lovable master, worthy of my service, worthy of glorification, worthy of surrender. When one realizes this fact, then one comes to the true position or eternal position of the soul. And then one's forgetfulness is evaporated and one's misidentification is destroyed. Then one can face Krishna directly by becoming his servant. Then one comes to the original natural position of the soul. Without this, one will try to become a false master of Maya and will several times be slapped and whipped and punched and buried by Maya in millions of lifetimes. So we have to give up these two diseases of the living entity, forgetfulness of Krishna and misidentification with matter. And that is very easily done when one chants the holy name with great sincerity, because the truth is revealed by Krishna from within the heart as the super soul. For a very sincere chanter, for a steady chanter, for one who accepts this process especially prescribed for this age of Kali Yuga. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our most humble and respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy and full of compassion unto the fallen, conditioned souls. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnav vrinda ki jai. Vaishnav Thakur Srila Prabhupada Thakur.